insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا
And those who do not expect the meeting with us say, Why were not angels sent down to us? Or why do we not see our Lord? They have certainly become arrogant within themselves and become insolent with great insolence.
As you have been with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the 21st verse of the chapter. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا And those who do not hope to meet us say, Why are not the angels sent down to us? Or do we not see our Lord? لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا Certainly, they are too proud of themselves, and they have revolted in great revolt. We said that these baseless words and pretexts they're seeking, they are originating from unbelief in resurrection. They don't want to undertake the responsibilities to the Almighty Allah. And that's why in the different verses of the Holy Quran, the different pretexts of these people have been mentioned. But a person who seeks truth only demands reason for proving a matter. He does not care about the sort of reason, whatever kind it may be. When by performing miracles, including the Holy Quran itself, the Prophet ﷺ has proved that his call, that his invitation is right, what do these pretexts mean? In fact, the best reason that these words were not uttered for the sake of researching on the prophethood of the Holy Prophet is that they asked to see Allah. And by this demand, they reduced him to a visible object. This groundless demand was asked by the children of Israel, and its decisive answer has been given to them in the Holy Quran, in chapter A'raf. Anyway, the Holy Quran answers these demands in this way. لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ Certainly, they're too proud, highly of themselves. وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا and have revolted in great revolt. The Arabic word otu means the worst kind of oppression. These are the ones who have oppressed against the revelations of the Holy Prophet. الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا They do not believe in resurrection.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
The day of resurrection is called the day of Liqa in this verse because in that day, all ignorance and negligence and obstacles will be removed fully and people can see Almighty Allah's magnificence. But these unbelievers about whom the Holy Quran says, لَقَدْ اِسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ They are too proud of themselves, do not want to meet their lords. Brothers and sisters, in our age, you may have heard some people repeating the logic of the previous polytheists and say that they do not believe in Almighty Allah unless they see Allah in their laboratory, unless they see Allah in their experiments in the soul or in surgery operations. The source of both is one thing, arrogance, as this verse mentions, and delusion. Well, it seems that all the people who know only sense and experience as the only means of recognition, implicitly they are repeating this very matter. All materialists, all the money-minded people do have this same opinion, but our sense can perceive only a small part of this world. This is what they need to understand. You cannot achieve everything only through your sense. Anyway, all materialists count everything unspiritual and earthy as they try to see Allah with their own physical eyes. And this is their great mistake. This is what has misguided the people. This is the origination of people being misled by some others, which itself originate from, as the verse says, لَقَدْ اِسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ This comes from being highly proud of oneself, and this is what it results in, unbelief in hereafter. We ask the Almighty Allah to keep us away from the ones who do not believe in hereafter. In fact, we have to try to answer these pretexts using the verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.